for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. Romans chapter 13 verse 4. Americans have long understood their federal government in terms of agencies, departments, and offices. But the deeper problem, the one President Trump is now working to fix, lies not only in broken systems, but in the individuals. Within them who defy their oath to uphold the Constitution. From the FBI to the EPA to so-called independent regulatory commissions, unelected bureaucrats have operated with astonishing power and little to no accountability. This unelected administrative state, often referred to as the deep state, has become a law unto itself, weaponizing federal agencies against the American people and acting outside the will of the president, and therefore outside the will of the people. On February 18, 2025, President Trump took two landmark actions to restore constitutional order. Executive order, ensuring accountability for all agencies. Mandating that all executive agencies, including formerly untouchable independent ones like the FCC and SEC, submit proposed and final regulations to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs for review. No longer can rogue regulators act without oversight. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Memorandum on Radical Transparency about Wasteful Spending. Directing all federal departments to publicly disclose terminated programs, canceled contracts, and grants. Americans deserve to see where their money went, and who was responsible. All executive power is vested in the president. Executive branch officials remain subject to the president's ongoing supervision and control. Executive Order, February 18, 2025 Open Black Lens Bracket 6 Source Close Black Lens Bracket. Why this matters now, conservative watchdogs and commentators like Benny Johnson, Kash Patel, and Dan Bongino are sounding the alarm about individuals like Elvis Chan and Steven Jensen, FBI agents allegedly involved in targeting school board parents and suppressing speech online. These men are not just symbols of institutional decay. They are specific actors within a bureaucratic structure who appear to be violating constitutional norms. And without accountability, their actions go unchecked. Christians understand this from Scripture. Romans chapter 13 declares that government is ordained by God to protect good and punish evil. When officials pervert that duty, by hunting peaceful protesters or stifling dissent, they no longer serve God's purpose for authority. Accountability begins with names, not acronyms. It's easy to criticize the FBI as a whole, but it's far more effective, and honest, to hold individuals responsible. That is how justice works. That's why the Trump administration is prioritizing transparency, oversight, and reform. We work for you, the American people. Your feedback is invaluable. Not everything and every result is going to please everyone. That's just pandering. It's not leadership. Dan Bongino, Deputy Director of the FBI. The restoration of a constitutional republic begins with presidential supervision and public accountability, and Christians should be at the forefront, demanding both. Conclusion. Accountability is biblical, accountability is constitutional, and now, under the Trump administration's 2025 directives, it is once again policy. As believers, we must pray for discernment and justice. We must support leaders who fear God and uphold the Constitution, but we must also remain vigilant, knowing that unelected power, no matter how subtle, must be exposed, named, and restrained. Scripture for reflection, Romans chapter 13 verses 1-7, Psalm chapter 94 verses 20-23, Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2. Questions to ask: is your representative holding federal agencies and their employees accountable? Are Christian leaders speaking boldly about the misuse of government power? Watch, pray, act. Let's restore a government that truly answers to we the people, and ultimately, to God.